There are no auditoriums packed with teary-eyed parents, no risers full of choirs singing inspirational songs, no graduation parties catered with nugget platters and cookie trays. And all of that is really sad and disappointing, but that doesn't mean we can't celebrate the class of 2020 in new and special ways. And that's exactly what we're doing on this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm, East High class of 97 and Iowa State University class of 2000. I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann, class of... not sure I could do the math on that.
Class of 75, Towson High School, thank you. Also the same school that Michael Phelps went to. I don't want to brag.
Not at the same time, though.
No, we were like a year or two apart or a couple decades, something like that. And also Southeastern University, class of 84. Why is it such a wide range? It didn't take me that long to graduate from college. It was just 5.5 years between high school and college that I decided to go to college. So
So you were the old man on campus, even back then.
But I still looked younger because back then I looked 10 years younger than I was. So it worked out well.
And I graduated in less than 4 years, which I always look back on that and think, why did I do that?
I know. I did 3.5 years and like I had to rush.
I know. Why?
I don't know. We should go back.
We should get back that 6 months. So you graduated in 3.5 years then?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, look at you.
I know. I'm so smart.
Overachiever.
Well, I've never been accused of that for some reason.
What do you think about all of these graduation festivities that are getting canceled right now? Kind of a bummer.
It is. It's pretty sad. It's halfway understandable, halfway not. Depends on what side of the thinking you are. I'm always back and forth because I'm like that.
Yeah, I know. You hate to see kids miss out on this, you know, special moment in life that only comes around once. But at the same time, we got to stay safe and healthy. I did see this story that was kind of cool. It's at Wallace State Community College. It's in Hanceville, Alabama. The class of 2020, they were invited to do a drive-through campus and celebrate their graduation with faculty and staff, which I think a lot of people are kind of doing the drive-through thing. But along with their diploma cover and tassel, the graduates also received a special gift. Can you guess what it was, Jim?
Was it a full college scholarship?
No! A Chick-fil-A sandwich!
Oh, that's the next best thing for crying out loud.
It was really funny. There's video. We'll share it on our My Pleasure Facebook page. But it's like the faculty were like tossing the sandwiches in the car window, you know, to keep the social distancing. But they were literally like pegging these people with Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Well, that's pretty good. I thought maybe it was an autographed picture of Allison Storm.
Nope.
Couldn't afford that.
Nope. And then Georgia Southern University's virtual graduation was this star-studded celebration that included this trumpet serenade. Listen to this. Jim, any guesses as to who that musician was playing the trumpet?
Well, let me see. Herb Alpert, he was my trumpet hero, or Chuck Mangione. Couldn't be Louis Armstrong because he's no longer with us.
I didn't know you had trumpet heroes.
Yeah, I played trumpet in school. Yeah, first trumpet. I don't want to brag, but yeah.
So if you play trumpet, do you automatically have a trumpet hero?
Well, no. But these guys were actually good.
Okay, well, here's one to maybe put on your trumpet hero list. Because the musician playing just then was Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy, class of 75.
Oh, just like me. We're like the same age.
You are.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so neat, though. Many celebrities were invited to share words of encouragement with the graduates in their history-making virtual ceremony. So I guess that's kind of a positive way to look at it. I mean, these are ceremonies like they have never been done before.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. It's creating memories, though. This is something that they can share with their kids, grandkids one day of something that most people can't talk about.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody else has ever experienced it this way. And if you want a little inspiration, here is the rest of what Dan Cathy had to share after his trumpet solo.
I so remember the graduation exercise that I had at Georgia Southern, and that I had married my wife. I was married in the last 2 years while I was in school there in Statesboro. But I'd met my wife when I was in the first grade elementary school. So it was an incredible memory of time for me. And I'm so thankful for the education that I got at Georgia Southern, particularly in the business school, that helped me be competitive in the food service that God's called us to at Chick-fil-A. My dad said that the three most important decisions in life that we make start with the letter M. Who our master in life is going to be, who our mate in life is going to be, and what our mission in life is going to be. And I hope these times and the years and study that you had at Georgia Southern has helped you make a better, more wise decision about who your master in life is going to be, who your mate in life is going to be, and the kind of marriage mate you want to be in your character for that individual as you prepare. And then thirdly, that certainly that Georgia Southern has given you the kind of skills that you need so that you can be focused and in mission and on purpose to live a purposeful, meaningful life. The world needs what you have, and we're ready, and it's time for you to be off to the races.
Oh, I love that message. Well, many members of the Cathy family have been invited to offer commencement addresses over the years at various colleges and universities. Stick around, because when we come back, we're going to play a clip from one of these graduation speeches that I think you'll find motivational no matter where you're at in life.
Hey, all you salty nuggets. I'm Megan Taylor, award-winning artist and fellow Chick-fil-A superfan. I'm the owner of All She Wrote Notes, and I'm on a mission to spread happiness through my handwriting. I've got an online shop full of colorful gifts and positive messages, but what I really love is teaching you how to hand letter too. I'm the author of Happy Hand Lettering, and I also teach classes online. To bring you some extra joy during this season, use the code Chick-fil-A for 50% off my online class. This makes it just $21 to learn your new favorite hobby. No experience is necessary, and you probably already have all the supplies you need to get started today. This class is so much fun for ages 10 to 110, and you can watch and learn at your leisure over and over at a pace that works for you. Sign up and get started today at learn.allshewrotenotes.com. That's learn.allshewrotenotes.com. It would be my pleasure to have you join the party.
Welcome back to our tribute to the class of 2020. We've been hearing some commencement speeches. I remember when I gave mine at the University of, no, wait, that wasn't me.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that's the one. It was a beautiful one. People were crying.
Well, you're always so motivational and inspirational.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Yeah. You make me want to be a better person, Jim.
Oh, is that because you're thinking, I don't want to be like Jim Mann, so I better try something.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of that sprinkled in there. But hey, it works.
That's my plan.
Well, Dan Cathy, if you're not familiar, is the current CEO of Chick-fil-A. He's the son of founder Truett Cathy. And although I love this guy, I hope someday I get a chance to meet him. He doesn't introduce himself as the president or CEO. He's not like, hello, I am Dan Cathy, president of Chick-fil-A.
Wow, that sounded like him.
Which is what I would do. I mean, he says he's in customer service. That's how he describes his job. And you'll like this about him. He's a marathon runner.
Love that.
He's a trumpet player, which we heard earlier.
Good.
He's a Sunday school teacher.
Nice.
I know. You guys have so much in common. He also gave the 2015 commencement address at Truett McConnell College. And he gets up on stage and the first thing he does is he jokes that he waived his six-figure honorarium in exchange for the product placement of a Chick-fil-A cup. So he has his Chick-fil-A cup and he's like trying to set it on his podium, but the podium's slanted. So you're kind of watching this thing thinking, oh my goodness, is his sweet tea going to spill all over him? But then he finds a nice resting spot and it's very prominent. So during the whole speech, there's this Chick-fil-A cup sitting there. He also gave each graduate a baton, kind of like those ones that are used by relay runners. They're metal. I don't know if you can picture. It's probably about a foot long, thin. And he used it as a metaphor for explaining how important it is for these graduates to not drop that baton as they move into their callings in life. And he also compared the importance of staying relevant with technology while also embracing the timeless truth found in the Word of God.
Here I am. I'm with a family-owned business, 68 years, where it's very easy to look in our rearview mirror rather than looking through the front windshield and to be sit on our laurels and just celebrate our heritage and our past. But I know how irresponsible it would be for me not to be on Twitter, not to be on Facebook, not to use digital transactions. And it goes on and on and on that I have to keep up with this, whether I'm looking for some more email to do or not. I don't have a choice. I've got to do it just to kind of keep up. I subscribe to a lot of technology magazines. I can't read those magazines, but it looks so good going through the mailroom at Chick-fil-A home office that I get the impression that he must know what's going on out there with cloud servers and all the kind of things that are going on out there. So we've got to stay engaged. But I remind you also that the most important thing is this, is that while we hang on to this device that reminds us of all the change, that somehow we must also hang on to the things that are timeless. And for me, this little New Testament, I call it my switchblade. It's not my full sword because I don't have enough room for that in my pocket. But this is my little switchblade right here. And this is the New Testament. And it's a wonderful metaphor of all the things that have not changed, will not change. This is all about timely. This is all about timeless. And how irresponsible it would be for me and the responsibilities I have of a 68-year-old family business that I had this without this. You know, this is about what it means to honor God by closing your business on Sunday. This is where we learn second mile service, Matthew chapter 5, verse 41. It didn't come from Jim Collins, the Wall Street Journal, Fortune magazine, or any other person that's out there. Jesus had a lot to say to business people about how we should take care of customers. And he said, if you just go the first mile, you're really going to be in a crowded marketplace, because there's a lot of businesses that do their best to try to go the first mile. But if you really want to break out of the pack and have sustained competitive advantage, that's one of those $25 Harvard Business School terms that you can read out there. But if you really want to have sustained competitive advantage, lead from the perspective of the timeless truths of God's Word. It is revolutionary today as it ever was 2,000 years ago. It says in the end of Matthew 5, 6, and 7 that the people marveled at his doctrine because he taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. And I'm finding in my position today at Chick-fil-A in 2015 that people marvel at the results that we have when we simply take biblical truth and principle, put it under the microscope, and figure out how to put skin on it. And it works. It's unbelievable how God has blessed our business simply because, as Solomon so wisely said, that if we will be faithful to acknowledge him in all our ways, he'll direct your paths. I hope that you'd be as versed on using this as you know how to download apps over here and to hang on for both of these. So to pull this metaphor together to conclude, I want to conclude by just talking about the importance of this baton. Because this baton really is a metaphor of what this is all about. And as we think about today, it's a culmination of all the knowledge that's been transferred from this side of the aisle, knowledge that's been transferred and handed over to this side of the aisle. And if we're not careful, we could drop the baton. It would be so tragic for all the efforts that were invested from here were dropped somehow as you leave here today. It's all about hanging on to this baton. I did a little research on this. I actually talked to the track coach in Colorado Springs, who reminded me as I talked with him about running and about the importance of this baton. I was a middle-distance runner and do long distance, so I did not have a lot of experience with the importance of the exchange, the handoff. But this track coach for our U.S. Olympic team, Ryan, he said, you know, Dan, it's not the four fastest runners that win the relay race. And that kind of caught me by surprise. I thought, well, surely the four fastest runners would be the victor in a competitive arena. He says, oh, no, it's the team that gets the baton around the track first. That's the team that wins. And he went on to say that the most important part of that is the exchange. It's the handoff. And it reminded me of how important it is that a great exchange is a seamless event. You can look across the field and a track, and a great handoff you know, there's no loss of motion. The movement on the arms and the legs and so forth is so in sync from one person to the next that when that moment that that baton just slips into the hand of the other person, you can hardly see the exchange when it takes place. My prayer that would be here for you. It would be a seamless transition. I want to remind you for just a moment, a little visual, audible example here of the horrific sound that you might hear that if you had worked all your life for the Olympics and you were had worked so many years, the deathly sound of what would happen if someone dropped the baton. Because when they drop the baton, it's over. It's shut down. It's not to be regained. You can pick it back up, but the chances of you being able to be around the track first are slim and none. So I want to let you hear, and I've got a carpet on my podium here, so it's not really quite the resonation that you'd hear if this was a hard surface. But I want you to listen to this sound. Instant replay. That's the sound of death. That's the sign, a sound of lost hopes. That's the sound of crushed dreams. And just to bring it closer to you, I'd like to ask all of our graduates, if you would, you got a baton there, if you would, if you'll hold that in your hand. And if you would, I'd like for you to hold it just kind of head high, and at the count of three, I'm going to give you an opportunity just to drop your baton, because I want you to hear what this sounds like, and I want all our parents and people here in the community to hear, what does this sound like when a generation drops the baton? Ready? One, two, three. And I believe that's the sound that we're hearing today. It's a horrible sound. It's the sign of death as a society. It's the sign of hope, lost dreams. It's the sound of what happens when we lose perspective of where true north really is, and we begin to make every man following his own dreams and ambitions and losing sight of where true north is, where we all do what is right in our own eyes.
I love that he calls his New Testament his switchblade, not the full sword. I think that's such a cool description. I've never heard it said that way.
Yeah, I've never heard anything other than a sword. Now that's broadened my horizon.
Yeah. So what did you think of his graduation speech?
I loved it. It's motivating me to actually do something with my life. So I got a few years left.
It only took a few decades.
I got to pick up that baton.
Yes, don't drop your baton, Jim.
Okay.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to pass the baton. Dan Cathy is going to reveal his dad's final words to him in his commencement address for Georgia Military College.
Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you.
Welcome back. We're dedicating this episode to all the graduates of the class of 2020. And I know you're thinking I'm part of that, but I just missed it by a couple of years. Whew, close.
Oh, I bet you look so good in that weird hat. What is that hat? Does it have a name? That hat with the flat thing on top?
Yeah, graduation hat.
Okay. I bet you looked very good in yours.
Oh, I sure did.
What color was it?
For high school?
I guess, yeah.
It was maroon.
Ooh.
I know.
Now, I know you have kind of a large head. Did you have to get like a specially made one or?
No, they actually had extra, extra, extra large, so it was good.
Oh, wow.
I know. It stayed up there.
That must have made you feel good knowing there's other people like you out there.
Yeah, I think I was the only one with that size, but still, it's just in case.
Well, we just shared a portion of Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy's commencement address at Truett McConnell College, but it was in his 2018 commencement address at Georgia Military College that he shared his father's final words to him. This was just a few years ago. He told the sweet story of how it was custom in their home that his dad, Truett, would always be the one to tuck the children in at the end of the day. And as Truett was preparing to pass from this world to the next, his son Dan took on that role. So he was tucking his father into bed and, you know, pushing the sheets up next to him so he was all snug. And at that moment, the last words Truett said to his son were, "Dan, take good care of yourself." And this was a common expression for Truett, who often said that you can tell if a man needs encouragement by whether or not they're breathing. So basically, everybody needs encouragement. So he would always say, "Jim, take good care of yourself." Dan,
he always said that to me.
Yes. You know, anyone he met, he would remind them to take good care of themselves, because everyone needs encouragement and everyone needs that simple reminder to take good care of yourself.
Yeah, I never got the opportunity to tuck my kids in since I, the last 14 years, have been going to bed at 7. They tucked me in and they always said, "Dad, take good care of yourself." Accident.
Aw. What about now? Now that you stay up a little later.
I know. I don't know what to do. I sometimes am able to go in and pray with them and that kind of stuff. But, you know, they're getting older now. I can't go out to Nashville for my son and do that. Or my other girl is in college. But the other two, I guess I can do that. I got to get used to it. It's a new thing for me.
Yeah, that's true. Our bedtime routine around here takes like an hour and a half. So I need to just remember to enjoy it, because it won't be like that forever. But sometimes I'm like, please, will these kids just go to sleep?
Yes. It will pass quickly. So enjoy it.
I know. Do you have any, you don't have anybody in the class of 2020 in your family, do you?
No, my one daughter graduated last year. So
okay.
one year off.
Mm. And mine are like class of 2031 something. Or something like that. So I got a little ways. Hopefully they'll get this all ironed out. But I just want to say, class of 2020, your graduation might not be like you imagined, but don't let that keep you from celebrating, and know that we're proud of you. Your life is about having meaning and influence on society. We need your positivity, your innovation, your creativity now more than ever.
That's true. The graduation itself is just one little moment of memory. Of course, it's usually good for most people. For me, it was a nightmare. And I wish I could have passed mine up, but I'm unusual.
Wait, why was your graduation a nightmare?
Well, even way back then, they always did that stupid thing where they go,
"Now try to hold your applause until the end of the entire graduation."
And nobody does, of course. You know, when they hear their kid's name, the place erupts, and, you know, classmates. But I was so shy, and no one really knew I went to school, and it was a very large school. So my family are very much rule followers. You know, there's all this cheering, blah, blah, blah. Then they go, "James E. Mann." Nothing. All you could hear in this huge auditorium was my footsteps. And it was like a mile across the stage. And I looked down at my parents and my sister. They're just looking at me.
Weren't they at least doing like a silent scream?
Nope.
No.
It was like 30 minutes of me walking across stage. I know it's like maybe 10 seconds, but still, it was 30 minutes in my life. So, but that's, you know, it's unusual. And then they called the next person, and then the place erupted. Thanks for bringing that up, Allison.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for making me laugh, even if it was an awkward moment for you.
I'm crying now.
That's great. Well, we'll give you some time to recover, Jim, and we'll wrap this up. But if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. We'd also love to connect with you on Instagram. We're at Chick-fil-A Podcast, or on Facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, MadeProductions.com.